Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well, after a few days away, we are back in the saddle at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo, and I am so glad that you are here. Joining us as a part of the show, we've got Big 12 spring football ideas to throw your way. So we are glad you're here as always. Make sure you are subscribed. Hit that like button on the show because we are going to give you tonight the best spring football opponents for each Big 12 school with some stipulations attached to it. As always, glad you're here, and let us know what town, what city you are watching from. We will do the small town shout out of the night as the show progresses. So, was off for a few days. I was in Puerto Rico, where my brother got married to a Puerto Rican, hence bringing the family down to Puerto Rico for a wedding and a few days away. So, why he chooses to get married the first weekend of March Madness is something I will never understand. Well, I do understand it. He's not a sports fan. That's okay. I love him. But for those of us who love sports, well, let's just say it's a difficult weekend to be at a wedding with three little kids. I did have a piece of luggage missing when I got back. We had one puke in the car seat and, a couple other minor issues. But all in all, things went just fine. But it is so great to be back with you. I missed you guys. I really did over the last few days. So thanks for hanging with me, understanding the break. And since we've got so much Sweet 16 action going on, Elite Eights, and trust me, we'll get to all that this weekend, I wanted to come back with a show talking about the future of spring football. And I've said this on the show in the last couple of weeks. What Deion Sanders is trying to do when it comes to bringing in another team from another part of the country to have a spring-like game and practicing against each other, ones-on-ones, two-on-twos, is valuable. It's the one idea from the NFL that I don't mind coming to college football. As much as I don't like the NFLization, for lack of a better phrase, of college football, this is one of those things I can get behind. If we're not going to have a real spring game anymore, then let's bring in Colorado and Syracuse and play couple of practices, play a quasi game, let the fans come out, let them have a good time. I am all about that. I think it's a fantastic idea. But what does that look like for the Big 12? Well, Mike Gundy said this week he would want to see Bedlam. Mike Gundy proposing Bedlam as a potential idea for a spring game. He's like, if we can't play it during the season, let's do a little Bedlam action while, you know, we're all doing spring football here in the state of Oklahoma. I love that. So it got us thinking at Heartland College Sports, what would the ideal opponent be for each Big 12 school with the following stipulations? They can't share the conference, so you can't do Arizona State. They cannot be scheduled to play each other next year. They have to be geographically in the same region. And they have to play at the same level of football. All right? We can't have this FCS D1 nonsense. It's not good for anybody. So with that, here's the breakdown, each Big 12 team and who they should have as an opponent. This was written and handled at heartlandcollegesports.com. And let's start with Arizona. Let's just go top to bottom alphabetically. Arizona should look at the San Diego State Aztecs. And that's because right now in the state of Arizona, the only other D1 program is, of course, Arizona State. So if they look about 400 miles west and you go from Tucson, you end up in San Diego, and you know the Aztecs want to play big-time football. They are a perfect pairing for Arizona. At one point, San Diego State was being looked at as a potential Big 12 expansion team. So why not just keep it? Why not keep the good times rolling and let it continue on? That's what makes all the sense in the world. So I'm a fan of that idea. I think those two together make a whole lot of sense. And I hope that the Big 12 potentially leads the way on this. Now, Arizona State, who are they going to play? Arizona State can go up northwest a little bit and take on UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and the Running Rebels. There's not a lot that would make sense regionally. You could maybe Mexico, New Mexico State, maybe. But UNLV makes a lot of sense. Home of the Raiders. Do a spring home and home. It would be perfect for everybody involved. That's a win all around, too, because you got to keep it geographically smart. And you have to do that because guess what? Teams don't want to spend a lot of money on this. If they're going to do it, they do not want to spend a lot of money on this. No ifs, ands, or buts. So that's something that right now has to also be in the consideration when you're talking about spring football, what it could look like, and why it ultimately might make a lot of sense to do something like this in the Big 12 Conference. Now, moving on down from there, let's go to Baylor. Why not Texas A&M? How about the Aggies for the Baylor Bears? If you got to look to the SEC and you got to look to the state of Texas and you got to make something fit regionally, why not make that one make sense? I like it. Baylor goes to East Texas, A&M returns the favor, and away we go. It makes all the sense in the world to me from that perspective. So Baylor's got A&M. BYU, I would go Boise State for BYU. Look up to the north a little bit, and you got a very good program, obviously a program that was in the college football playoff that has also been in consideration for a Power Four at one point or another. Call this renewal of the Pac-12 whatever you want, but, you know, talking Power Four football. And BYU and Boise State make a lot of sense. You could go Wyoming with BYU, but I would prefer to go with Boise State. I like that one a bit better. Then you go to, let's go to Central Florida. A lot of options here, but the one that makes the most sense is USF, the I-4 showdown. That's what I would do. Make it the Bulls, take it on the Knights, call it a day. They've had great rivalries in the past, obviously not so much anymore, playing at very different levels of college football, but it's easy, it's convenient, there's history there. Make it work. Both fan bases should be happy with that, UCF and USF, as an ideal spring Big 12 football opponent. Then you go to Cincinnati. Kentucky. Make it make sense. These two programs are virtually next door. And guess what? They have not played since 1996. Can you believe that? That's how long it's been since these two teams played each other. Another Big 12 SEC spring game matchup would be fantastic. Next up, Colorado. Well, it's got to be Colorado State. I know that Jay Norvell and Deion Sanders may have beef, but think about the long term here. It's easy, makes sense, put them together. This is the best case scenario when you have two programs in the state that are comparable competition-wise, maybe not super comparable in the case of Colorado, Colorado State, but good enough where everybody's going to get something out of this and it's convenient, and that's the most important thing. Colorado, Colorado State is a great example of just that. Then you go to Houston, and this is where it gets interesting.
Looking for your next Subaru? At Byers Airport Subaru, we give you options from start to finish. Browse and shop entirely online from the comfort of your home at columbussubaru.com or stop by and visit one of our friendly brand specialists just by the airport.
During the Subaru A Lot to Love event, buy a new 2025 Subaru Forester for 3.9% for up to 48 months.
Whether you prefer to click or come in, we've got you covered. Your journey starts at Byers Airport Subaru. Come see why it's better to buy at Byers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/25.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Texas Longhorns. Now, my gut tells me Texas would never actually do a spring game, okay? My gut tells me that Texas would just think it was too good and they were propping somebody else for a spring game, so they're never going to do it, no ifs, ands, or buts. In which case, if I'm Houston, look at UTSA. But if we're going to have the conversation, why not look at the Texas Longhorns? Say, listen, you guys get something out of it. We get something out of it. Swap home and homes. You used to be right with us in the Big 12. Why not make this make sense for everybody? It just almost makes too much sense, but it involves Texas, which is why it probably is never going to happen. Next up, Kansas. Where do you go with the Kansas Jayhawks? Well, where I'm going with the Kansas Jayhawks, where I would look to for the Kansas Jayhawks, and I know it's dicey. I know some of you are going to say, don't do it. Don't do it. No, don't go there. Don't go there. Well, I can't say Missouri. Can't do it. And the reason I can't do it is because they're playing each other next year, and that was part of the stipulation. I can't put a team on the list that's playing that opponent in 2025. So if I'm looking for KU, where am I going? Well, I think I'm going to go Nebraska. I'm going to go old Big 12 North, KU and Nebraska in that spring game. I like that a lot. Bring back the old, you know, Big 8 days. Sign me up for that. Those were arguably the best of the best, the great times that everybody had involved. And let's make it happen. KU, Nebraska in a spring game showdown. I like the sound of that a lot. It just feels right, doesn't it? There's not much in college football that feels right these days. That does. Next up, K-State. Where do you go with K-State? That's where I'm going east. I'll put Mizzou there. K-State, Mizzou, old Big 12. Sign me up for that. You know, you could look at a school like Arkansas, but you know what? For nostalgic purposes, let's bring back the old Big 12, at least for one day or a few days in some spring football practice, and pair up K-State and Mizzou in this hypothetical Big 12 spring game opponent list that we're putting together. Iowa State, what do you do with Iowa State? What direction do you go? Once again, you can't pick Iowa because they play each other every year. That's part of the rules that, of course, we have put together. So if I'm Iowa State, what am I doing? Who am I looking to? Well, you could just go right up the road there. And you could say to yourself, do I want to do Minnesota? But you know what? I'm going to go to Illinois. Let's go with Illinois. Brett Bielema is a character. He's been good for that program. He's goofy. He's old school. Matt Campbell likes that. Let's go Illinois and Iowa State for a Big 12 spring game matchup. After that, Oklahoma State, well, it just makes too much sense. Roll with OU. Bring back Bedlam. 2024 was the first time these two teams have not met since the inception of the game. It's beyond dumb that these two teams have not been able to figure it out, but here we are. And once again, that happened because of Oklahoma, not because of Oklahoma State. Now for TCU, North Texas. You know, I mean, they're 40 minutes apart. I know North Texas is not some kind of power four opponent, but it just makes sense logistically to not pass this up, to make it work. Can't do SMU. Of course, they play each other, so you're not going to do that. And this just, this makes more sense for everybody involved. Let's go to Texas Tech. That's where you get the SMU Mustangs. Okay? Texas Tech, SMU, not exactly some big-time rivalry. It's a bit of a hike. Okay? But you know what? You got major boosters at both of these programs that can make it happen and make it make a lot of sense. So just go down that road and say, you know what? Let's get it done, Texas Tech, SMU. Utah should take on Utah State. Not a great rivalry, but guess what? There's some history there. It's not an annual matchup by any stretch of the imagination, but it would make sense for all parties involved to knock that thing out and make that a matchup between these two teams. And last but not least, West Virginia. Put them up against Virginia Tech. There's a lot of options here. There's a lot of directions that West Virginia could go, but for the first rendition of this theoretical home-and-home spring game that's being talked about, that's getting more attention at the college football level, spring practice, whatever you want to call it, let's roll with West Virginia and Virginia Tech, little old Big East. Now it's Big 12 ACC, and let's make it happen. That's what I would do. Let us know if you're a fan, what you would want to change of that list that I just gave you, who you would want your team to play in this hypothetical Big 12 spring game opponents matchup. And I just want to know where your head is at. Some KU fans saying you wanted Arkansas over my preference of Nebraska. I don't know. Maybe you really want the SEC, but I like the old feel of KU Nebraska. That's the direction I would go. Then I would pair up K-State with Mizzou. That makes all the sense in the world. So that's where my head is at on this whole thing. If you are just joining us, make sure you like the video. We appreciate you doing that. And as always, we've got the Heartland College Sports merch. I will link to the shop. I've got the hoodie on right now. I know it's not exactly hoodie season anymore, depending on where you are in the country. But that's why, gosh, you can't beat the feel of the hoodie. And this hoodie, it's comfortable, man. I'm telling you, I just wear this thing all over the house. I really do. Rick likes the West Virginia-Virginia Tech matchup. Travis likes K-State, Nebraska. I get that, and that was something I considered. Do I give K-State to Nebraska, or do I give KU to Nebraska? The reason I went with K-State, or the reason I went with KU in Nebraska, is because KU can't play Missouri because under my rules, they're playing each other next year. So I got to cross that off the list. And maybe that's a dumb rule because, I mean, you know, how much are you really going to give away? But still, it gives you more of an idea into a team that you will see on the field this season. So I get it, and I'm good with that rule. So that's where I say, if I want to keep Mizzou in the mix and I want to keep Nebraska in the mix, then KU's got to play Nebraska to keep Nebraska in the conversation, and K-State's got to take on Mizzou. I could have paired Iowa State with Nebraska and just went with, let's say, KU Arkansas and K-State Missouri. I could have done that as well. That was something I thought about doing that would have also made a lot of sense, to pair up Iowa State and Nebraska, you know, right down the road from each other, more or less, on I-80. But I then said, you know what, let's step back and let's try to make this work a little bit better. Meantime, some of your small town shout outs. We got Logan, Ohio in the mix. Give us your small town shout outs. This has become something that you guys have really gotten a kick out of on the show. And I'm all about it because I'm learning about new places every time we do this. Logan, Ohio, population 7,100. I like that. That's pretty good. We've had smaller, but certainly, Rick, that's definitely small town, brother. Logan, Ohio, looks like it's south-southeast of the Columbus area. All right, very nice. We got St. Francis, Kansas. I think that's going to take the cake. That's my guess. I want to say that population's give or take 1,500, 2,000 maybe. Let's see. St. Francis, Kansas is population 1,276. Oh, my goodness. Shout out in Cheyenne County, Kansas. As someone who's in the Kansas City area, I appreciate that. That's way up there in the northwest part of the state, basically to the Nebraska border, where Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado all meet. Oh, man, that is God's country out there, Travis. I love that, brother. There you go. He's got it. Population 1,200. That is awesome, man. I have not been out that way. I mean, I've been out on 80. I've not been up to, or been out on 70. I've not been out to St. Francis, but it is good to have you here, my man. As someone who used to call a lot of high school football in Western Kansas, it was mostly, or it was all, really Garden City and South when I was down in Woodward, Oklahoma. Called games, you know, Garden City, Dodge. One of my favorite small towns in Southwest Kansas is Meade, Kansas. If you have not been to Meade, Kansas, I'm sure there's a lot of you from similar sized towns. Coach Mosier out there is a legend, was a legend. I believe he's retired. But Meade, Kansas, that is a great place. Liberal, Kansas as well. Gosh, where else did I call games down there? Coldwater, Protection. There's one other that stands out to me that's not coming to my mind right now. Maybe it's, oh, Ashland, Kansas. Right there on the border of Oklahoma. Eight-man football down there. That one stands out to me a lot as well. So, Travis, I'd love to come out there and visit you guys. Give me a reason to, and I will definitely consider it. All right? I will. In the meantime, just to kind of put a bow on the conversation over the last few days, you look around the Big 12, and the Big 12 did have a very good first weekend for the NCAA tournament. Starts off 9-1. Of course, we've got four teams in the Sweet 16. I will have more videos on that in the days to come as these games unfold and play out. We'll get ready for the Elite Eight. Hopefully, we have at least one team in the Final Four. Maybe we get more than one. That would be fantastic. But we're back in the saddle. And after a little bit of time off, you know how it is, right? Getting back into a groove at a job takes a little time, but we're back. We're in the action. We will have much more content coming your way. So make sure you like this video and you subscribe to it at heartlandcollegesports.com. Check us out there as well. I'm Pete Mundo. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.